The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right. Frontline attacks are ramping up in Ukraine. Is this the counteroffensive that we've been hearing so much about? That was one of the big questions at the White House yesterday. Joining us right now, ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Looks like things are beginning to heat up again in Ukraine, aren't they?
Yeah, and the White House would not say whether this long-expected counteroffensive has begun. The White House would only say that that's for the Ukrainians to speak to, that they've been conducting some offensive operations, but they won't go beyond that. That is for them to say what they are doing and how they would classify that. John Kirby, the National Security Council spokesman, though, was emphasizing a message that the United States has done all it can to make sure Ukraine is ready for this point, and that the president is confident that over the last 6 to 8 months or even longer, the United States has provided the equipment, the training, and the capabilities for the Ukrainians to now be successful should they launch this expected counteroffensive against the Russians.
I mean, certainly U.S. aid has increased a lot since this began, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And,
I mean, we're upwards of $30 billion of military, security, overall humanitarian assistance given to Ukraine. And the emphasis on we have provided this. Now it's up to the Ukrainians to decide how and when to use it and to be successful using it.
Of course, Ukraine's president, Zelensky, is saying that there will be a large number of casualties with this counterinsurgence.
Yeah, he is essentially, he did an interview with the Wall Street Journal saying that he needs more Patriot missile batteries and air defense. And that, the United States really, you'd like more from the United States and allies. John Kirby said that the U.S. has been prioritizing air defense for many, many months. Noted that the last U.S. aid package to Ukraine had interceptor missiles included in this. But I had asked John Kirby yesterday about Zelensky's assessment that because Russia has been able to dominate the skies right now over the battle zone, Zelensky said to the Wall Street Journal that because of that, a large number of Ukrainian soldiers will die. And I asked if the U.S. agreed, the administration agreed with that assessment. And he said, it's not up to the U.S. to speculate about casualties, but again, emphasized that the U.S. has been very focused on getting the Ukrainians ready.
Yeah, that's providing the aid, but not necessarily, providing day-to-day direction or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be following this
exactly
very closely. Karen, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much this morning.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.